we've had a number of public meetings in Milford, a number of public meetings in Inishowen, and we were waiting on the Milford decision first, and we expect exactly the same treatment, and we expect South Inishowen parents to get the same outcome next week.
Has there been any indication from the Minister, either explicitly or implicitly, that that will be the case?
What Minister John Halligan has done is acknowledged that he's received all of the details of the affected pupils and families in the Inishowen area. I have worked with other public representatives on a cross-party basis in South Inishowen to make sure that information got to the Minister and to his officials. We were aware that Milford would be decided upon first, and we got the outcome that we hoped for there, and we expect exactly the same outcome for Inishowen.
And it's your contention that the two situations are identical? There is no difference between what pertained in Milford and what's pertaining in South Inishowen?
Oh, indeed. I mean, there are 30 pupils without a seat on the school buses to Buncrana in the South Inishowen area. That's Muff, Burnt Foots, Bridgend, Tubin areas. Out of those 30, 28 are eligible for school transport. So it is very much the same situation as it happens in Milford, and we expect the families and pupils in South Inishowen to get the same outcome, and we will work vigorously to get that sorted out next week.